It's time to swing into the golf world of today with Springdale Golf Live, sponsored by our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Here's your host, Keith Stewart.
Members, friends, and players, good afternoon and welcome to Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart and I'll be here entertaining and engaging you on this Friday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. You know you can listen anywhere at 920thejersey.com. Just hit the Listen Live button. On today's show, putting expert David Orr from the Flatstick Academy helping you live your best putting life. I'm going to have a brief discussion about time, our most valuable asset. Don't forget those clocks this weekend. There it is, Al.
Oh, yeah.
Another great intro, another great week, Springdale Golf Live. It's Friday afternoon.
I can't believe it's Friday already.
It is Friday.
Good
it is
to see
indeed.
You.
It is indeed Friday. Yep. And the song of the week from our good friends Coldplay there was Clocks. And certainly there's many meanings to clocks and time. Oh, but yeah. Most importantly, I'm going to make a little public service announcement here. I want to remind everyone that on Sunday night, or no, Sunday morning, Saturday night, mm-hmm. to turn back those clocks an hour. Right. They're going to fall back, as my mom and dad taught me, and that you spring ahead in the spring, but you fall back, and you're going to get an extra hour of sleep.
Oh, I can't wait.
Which I think is going to be extremely important for those local contestants, either taking a little bit of a stroll here in Princeton, mm-hmm. in the Princeton Half Marathon on Sunday morning, or in the New York City Marathon on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of running going on Sunday. And I think they'll all appreciate not only a fine pasta dinner on Saturday night, but I think they'll appreciate the extra hour of sleep getting ready for their trips around, whether it be downtown Princeton in the 13.1 miles, mm-hmm. and the 26.2 that the people are going to run around the five boroughs, which is very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and personally, I'm extremely excited because not only is my assistant, Darren Bolton, running in the Princeton Half Marathon, but my wife, Lori, is running in the Princeton Half Marathon.
All right.
Al. Yeah. So
good.
Big congratulations to both of them.
Yep.
Exactly.
Golf
and, you know, it's, and, you know, as they go and they run, we'll see what kind of time they come up with,
mm-hmm.
you know. But don't forget those clocks on Saturday night going into Sunday morning.
Yep.
And so rewind the clocks a week, Al, and I'm going to beat a dead horse with this today, just to let you know.
Okay.
All right. The time thing. And rewind the clocks just a week. And we talked about, we had our poll on Twitter, and it was whether or not you would pay $19.99 to watch the Phil and Tiger match on the Friday at 3 p.m. Over Thanksgiving weekend. And we had a bunch of people vote in on Twitter. And the vote came back, and it was very tight.
Uh-oh. I wish I had a drum roll.
Oh, I see.
There we go.
All right. So we had drum roll, please. Yep. Anyone that knows me knows I love a good drum roll. So but that's a Springdale inside joke.
Okay.
So, but the vote came back and it was very, very close.
Yeah.
And it was 45% said, no, I'm not paying the $20.
Really?
And 55% said yes.
They would.
So it's interesting. You know, everyone's got a vote. And you know what? Let's make another public service announcement. Let's have everyone on Tuesday. It's election day.
Yep.
Let's all do our privilege as citizens of the U.S. of A. And let's all make sure we go out to our local voting districts and we vote. And we make sure that we take care of that on Tuesday, for sure.
I agree. And I have to add to that, because over the years, I've always made mention to everybody about voting. Vote early, vote often.
You know what, Al? I couldn't have said it any better myself.
see what you can. Just change your shirts. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I think it. Well, okay. Now, fast forward in time, back to this week.
Right.
And I have a couple of time themes I'd like to discuss before we get into the second half of our show today, when we bring on putting guru David Orr, longtime friend of mine, very special man. And certainly he has a PhD from the PGA in the flat stick. I know, say that three times fast,
no,
right?
You better not.
I'm not going to even try. But there's a couple time things that I find that I think that, you know, so one of the things is that I wonder in 2019, who the next star of the PGA is going to be? Whose time is it going to be to step up? And who will we elect? I'm pun fabulous today, Al. I'm just killing it right now.
Well, you are the director of fun.
Well, you know, and that title, it has to be, you know, being the director of fun and staying the director of fun are two entirely different things.
Okay.
So who will we elect? Whose time is it next year? Certainly the time this year, Brooks Koepka, we could say it was his time in 2018. He was player of the year. Certainly, maybe it was a comeback time for Tiger Woods, which was unbelievable, you know, capped off by his win at the Tour Championship. But whose time will it be next year? You know, I remember back in 2015 when Jordan Spieth was going on that major run, it was his time. Well, is Jordan Spieth going to be doing Jordan Spieth things in 2019? Is he going to come back? Because he just fell out of the top 10 in the world, and he's a pretty special player. And I know that he shot, I think it was 65, or he was 500 yesterday at TPC Summerlin in Las Vegas. Our good friends out there in Las Vegas, like the Radar Golf Pro, Jeff Smith, who we had on the show about 2 months ago. I know those guys are keeping an eye on him out there, but he's in the hunt. But there's some other guys, you know, like Ricky Fowler. Is it Ricky Fowler's time to finally step up? You know, like finally Phil did after all those years and he finally won a major. Is it going to be somebody new? Is it going to be like Tony Finau springboarding off of his Ryder Cup success? And speaking of Ryder Cup success, who else do you think would be someone that would, you know, kind of find their time? You know, Ryder Cup success, how about Tommy Fleetwood? You know, anyone that knows me right now knows that I'm all over Fleetwood swing. I love this guy's move. I think if you could practice what he does, the fundamentals of his golf swing, I think we'd all improve in our ball striking. Or to be somebody like of a lesser name, we don't know, like a Kyle Stanley. So I get into this time discussion because it's that time weekend, and Clocks is the theme song of the week. Yep. So I wonder whose time it will be next week. And, you know, another thing about golf is that people say all the time, they say, Keith, you know, golf takes a lot of time. And I say, you know what, it does. And I thought that as a follow-up public service announcement, maybe I would give some of my cues or keys to playing golf speedier or at having it take up less time, Al. So pay attention. It's pencil and paper time.
I'm all ready.
Right. All right, here we go.
I have it.
Keith Stewart's four keys to playing golf a little faster and not taking up as much time. Hmm. So first one is that you got to set a goal. Too many people go out to play golf and they don't understand what time it is they start, nor what time do they even think they want to finish. They just kind of float off in space, you know, somewhere near my daughter with unicorns and rainbows, you know, so they just kind of hang out there. So if you're starting at 1 p.m. and you're going to play nine holes, why not set a time frame, a goal of 2 hours? So when it's a quarter to three and you have one hole to play, you feel good about yourself that you achieved a goal, a little victory. Number two, you got to know what ready golf is. And what I mean by that is that when it's your turn, you should be ready. You shouldn't start your turn at the moment with which you're supposed to hit the ball. If someone else is hitting the ball, then you need to go through the process, maybe figure out what your yardage is, figure out what club you're going to use, and then when it's your turn, it's actually your turn to hit the shot, not to prepare for the shot. Mm-hmm. Number three, putt out. This is one of my favorites, and we're going to get into another time discussion in a second, but when you putt out, there's four people generally in a group on a green, and let's say you're 25 feet away and you putt out and you putt to down 2-3 feet. Then everyone marks, and then we go through the same process for everybody, and then there's like eight turns in a row, if not nine, if someone three putts. Well, folks, just putt out. And someone's going to say, well, you know, Keith, I don't want to step in someone's line, this, that, the other thing. Hey, rules of golf in 2019, you could fix spike marks. If it's that big a deal, so be it. Fix the spike marks. But for now, let's just putt out. Get done. When it's done being your turn, then it moves on to the next person. Then there's only four turns to go and not eight or nine. Makes sense, doesn't it, Al?
So far.
How to save some time. Yeah, exactly. Now, my last one is the first goes ahead to the next hole. So if you're that first person to finish, pick up your bag. You're not being rude. You're going to spend 3.5 more hours with these people and then probably some time afterwards. So move on to the next hole if you can, tee off, or at least be ready to go as soon as the group in front of you has left the fairway or the green in front of you. So that also saves a lot of
time,
which is great. So one of the things is that I wanted to just give out those quick four keys to my listeners about how to save some time or to speed up play on the golf course. Now, it's time can not only be in length, but it can also kind of designate kind of a demarcation point in life, Al, right? So there was a time when Springdale Golf Live didn't exist. And now, as of April, then there's a time that it does. So I have a couple questions here that I want some of my golfers to spend some thought in thinking about as we approach the off season. Isn't it time that you tried a lesson, a golf lesson to get better? You imagine that the PGA of America tells us that there's not only 24 million golfers in America that play more than two rounds a year, but less than 8% take a lesson from a PGA professional. So how do you expect to get better at something if you don't take a lesson? Mm-hmm. So I think that if in 2019 we could get that 8% up to 12 or 13%, then the PGA professionals can make a bigger impact on helping people get better in the game. So why not? Isn't it time to take a lesson? Or, you know, maybe it's time, you know, I love my fashion, Al. So maybe it's time to spruce up your wardrobe a little bit or try a new pair of shoes, something more comfortable. If you've been one of those classic saddle style shoe golfers, maybe it's time for a sneaker style shoe. I mean, there's this just wonderful technology that's taking place in golf right now. Hmm. Maybe it's time for a new training aid or it's time for some new equipment. And any one of those number of things, I think, would create a little inspiration, a little engagement moving into 2019. Certainly something like a training aid, you might be able to use at home in your living room, in your bedroom, in front of maybe a full-length mirror, in front of the sliding glass door. If you catch it at the right time of day, there's a reflection there. So all of these different things that come out these days in golf certainly will help you play better golf. So I think it's time that maybe you tried a new piece of golf content. If all you do is watch the Golf Channel and you don't even know that maybe something great like Springdale Golf Live is out there to inspire you in your golf game, wait till you see what we're going to learn this afternoon from putting guru David Orr. Hmm. And David's fantastic. And he is like a mad scientist. And it's just going to be so much fun. And if, you know, rewind a week in time to Dr. Nick Molinaro and all of what he did for us, right. It's pretty cool what we've done in back-to-back weeks here as far as helping people maybe learn in their practice methods how to make most valuable use of their
time.
Yeah. So I think it's pretty cool.
I do too.
One thing, you know, we're approaching break in just a couple minutes here. And one of the things that the USGA, you know, they brought up these new rules. And part of the new rules was that they wanted to help golfers save time. So going back to our pace of play discussion, one of the unique things is that they said that you can leave the flag stick in the hole. Well, our good friend, Mr. Bryson DeChambeau, has done it again, Al. All mm-hmm. right. The guy who consistently is pushing the envelope as far as being a real mad scientist. I mean, David Orr, he's on Earth. I don't know about Bryson DeChambeau. And he's done it once again. He said, once the USGA allows me to keep the flagstick in the hole, which usually you have to take it out, Al, right? Once you keep it in, I'm leaving it in during my tour events because it acts like a backboard. And it's statistical fact that if the flagstick is in, it's easier to make the putt. In fact, back in 2007, Dave Pels, the short game guru, he did a study with the flagstick in versus the flagstick out.
Really?
And when he did, and he left it in, he found out that it's much easier, or the percentages led to you believe that it's easier to make the putt. So, you know, maybe it's time you try something new and leave the flagstick in. You know, maybe you can't do it this weekend because we're still in posting season here in New Jersey. But if you want to try something fun in a casual golf game in your next foursome, maybe leave the flagstick in the whole time and see if you make a couple more putts. Because isn't it about time that we lowered our scores, Al?
It is.
Indeed. All right. So I think we've sufficiently beat that dead horse. You know, there's some exciting things going on at Springdale at this time. And a couple of them I wanted to bring up for the members and just kind of bring them up to speed. Number one, they fully started construction on Princeton University's Performance Center. We're going to have an indoor training center for the athletes, the Division I athletes on the mm-hmm. men's and women's golf team. And we're going to be able to do some instruction in there once we open maybe March 1st with the staff of mine. So we're very excited. The director of fun gets a new little fun house, which is pretty cool for the members. Tomorrow we're going to have Get Tough Day. And what Get Tough Day is, it's like kind of like the superintendent's revenge. We're going to put the whole locations on the greens in very, very difficult positions. Mm-hmm. And I don't expect the pace of play or the time played tomorrow to be very quick, but it's going to be tons of fun. And if you haven't signed up yet, I know Darren's in the shop right now. Give him a call and you know, try to get signed up before 5 o'clock tonight. We're putting a group out tomorrow, 50, 60 golfers. We're going to have a great time. And you know early in the week I know some people didn't sign up because they thought the weather wasn't going to be that great tomorrow, but it actually is not going to rain. It's gonna be about 55 degrees, partly sunny. So I think it's considering the time of year, I think it being November 3rd, I think that without a doubt everyone tomorrow is going to have a great
time.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind. So there you go. One quick thing here, you know, folks, We talked about the marathons, Al.
Right.
So let's cheer everybody on this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Let's New York City Marathon, Princeton Marathon. But another piece of exciting news.
And that is?
Next Wednesday, I'm going to be on Sirius XM, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Right.
On Course is the name of the show. I'm going to be co-hosting there. So Springdale Golf Live is going to go on the road in the middle of next week.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a really fun time. So please tune in to PGA Tour Network, Sirius XM, next Wednesday, 8 to 9 p.m. And speaking of time, it's 3:15 here in Princeton, and it's 12:15 p.m. for our friends in Las Vegas on the PGA Tour. Thanks for listening to Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
The New Jersey Golf Foundation, the charitable arm of the NJPGA section, is committed to positively impacting lives and communities through the game of golf, with a focus on three core pillars: youth, military, and special needs. The NJGF delivers dynamic programming under the guidance of PGA professionals, so individuals from all backgrounds can experience the game of golf in a welcoming environment. To support the NJGF or learn more about programs and special events, visit njgolffoundation.org. That's njgolffoundation.org.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Join us for the Dan Patrick Show.
What the hell are you clapping for, moron? Like you read one too many self-help books and they told him to be upbeat and confident.
I promise, most of it is more positive than that.
The biggest guests.
Lucky to have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We make way for the Hall of Famer, Troy Aikman.
The stories as they break.
Uh-oh, did you see this breaking news here?
Heard mornings on Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
Let's get back on course as Springdale Golf Live continues on Fox Sports 920, The Jersey. Once again, Keith Stewart.
All right, folks, welcome back to Springdale Golf Live. You're listening to Fox Sports 920, The Jersey. You know, if you can't get us on the radio, make sure you hit us up online, 920thejersey.com. Hit that Listen Live button, and you can hear us anywhere you want around the globe. And, you know, speaking of a world traveler and someone new to the show here, but I'm so happy to introduce, Al, is that we have on the PhD of the PGA when it comes to putting and just getting it done
right
on the greens. It's my good friend. His name's David Orr. David, welcome to Springdale Golf Live.
Keith, how are you doing, buddy?
Oh, David, I couldn't be any better than to have you here, my good friend, on with us live to talk a little golf, a little putting, and whatever else might come up between you and I.
Absolutely. First of all, let's start off with how's the family doing?
My family's doing great, you know, unbelievable. Halloween was a good week. Do you guys have a good Halloween down there in North Carolina?
We sure did. Thank you.
Awesome. Yes. And yeah, even the puppy dog's doing well. 5 months strong, little Harbor at home. She's doing great. And, you know, but, you know, it, unfortunately, we're tight on time here on Springdale Golf Live. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to jump right in, and we're going to have to, let's get my listeners up to speed here. Give them a quick, you know, 30 seconds on your background and what you've been up to lately.
Yeah, I'm a PGA professional, obviously. You and I went to PGA school together. And been a golf professional for 27 years, specializing in putting the last 11 years and teaching on the PGA Tour. I've worked with two top 10 players in the world, four top 25 players, three Ryder Cuppers, and some pretty good players on the LPGA Tour as well, and a whole host of web.com players and good college players as well.
Well, you know, you've been teaching for like 25, 30, 50 years, you know, and you've shown tremendous expertise throughout that time. But all of a sudden, you know, and you've taught people at all levels of the game. What led you to become a short game and specifically a putting expert?
Well, first of all, I was terrible at putting when I played professional golf. And obviously, I taught full swing out on tour first and then just noticed that the putting instruction out there on the tour was just kind of bland and based off of theories as opposed to actual research. And 11 years ago, I started doing some research for Adele Golf and presented up at MIT in 2007, 2008, and then continued to do some more research. And then recently, in the last 5 years, I've done research on the body. Like Dr. Neal, myself, Phil Kenyon, were the first to actually measure people measure their wrists, measure their arms, their elbows, their shoulders, and find out what's actually going on in the putting stroke. And what's interesting was that with that data is that everybody's strokes are different. So all these method and system teachers, it may work for some people, but they're not going to work for most.
So speaking of methods and systems and all this information that's out there about just specifically putting, right? You've worked from everyone from major championship winners like Justin Rose in 2013 at Marion in the winning the U.S. Open to, you know, someone like, let's say, Al, who's here with me on the radio, right? You know, could you debunk a couple putting myths for us at this point, you know, that people kind of hinge their whole life around and really just aren't true?
Okay. Well, first of all, the vast majority of golfers do not set up with their eyes directly over the ball. Okay. The vast majority of golfers we've tested actually set up slightly inside. We'd say within a range of maybe anywhere from 9 to 12 inches from the golf ball. So eyes over the ball is not a fundamental. That would be a player preference. Matter of fact, most of the things I'm going to talk to you about are player preferences that have been mistaken as fundamentals. Another player preference would be putting from the shoulders. I've yet to see a pure shoulder stroke. However, there are people that primarily move the putter with the shoulders, but it's more of a coordinated motion of the shoulders, both arms, and both wrists. So I would say putting with the shoulders is a player preference as opposed to a fundamental. I don't see too many people set up with their arms perfectly straight, as in trying to form an arc, a triangle with both arms and their shoulders. I see the arms bent slightly. Therefore, you got two forearms, two upper arms, and the shoulders. It's five sides. Last I checked, Keith, we don't have five-sided triangles. So trying to maintain
no,
a triangle back and through is not a fundamental. There is one player on tour, and that's it. And that would be Brendan Todd, who hyperextends his elbows and tries to form a triangle back and through. So I would say the true fundamentals of a putting stroke are not what we've heard or read in any publication or on any television show. The true fundamentals are this, and Dr. Christian Marquardt, who I call the father of the fundamentals, basically you have to set up an aim to hit a putt. And you don't have to aim perfectly, but you have to set up an aim. And then second, we have to start the ball in a certain direction, and you know as well as I do that the club face in putting has more of an influence on the direction of the ball than the path. So that would be the second fundamental, would be direction. The third fundamental would be path and spot. The putter moves in a three-dimensional path. Putters do not move in straight lines. In 3D, they move in an arc. Now, that arc can be a vertical arc, which would appear straight back, straight through. But putters move in arcs, period. And then we have to hit it somewhat close to the center of the face to transfer energy. The fourth fundamental in putting would be launching the putt. Just like a driver, you have an optimal launch angle for putt. And on most greens, especially up there in the northeast, you're looking at about a 2-degree launch. So if you have a 3-degree lofted putter, you can get away with the shaft leaning anywhere from 0 to 1 degree forward. It's people that add loft that struggle with speed control. The fifth fundamental would be rotation. The face rotates along this three-dimensional path. It could be working shut to open. It can be working open to close. Or it can be fairly neutral. This creates what we call a directional bias. And then finally, everybody has to move the putter with some dynamic motion. They either do it with good timing or poor timing, and they're either over-accelerating or decelerating. So our basic six fundamentals, so none of that had anything to do with eyes over the ball, being a triangle, trying to putt like a pendulum. So I think it's time for some new material and some new stuff for people to learn about their putting strokes, so that what are the true fundamentals of a putting stroke.
Wow, that was awesome right there. And folks, we're talking to David Orr here. He is the man behind the Flatstick Academy. And 2011, Carolina's PGA Section Teacher of the Year. And obviously, from what you just heard there, he knows his stuff. So how, now here, up here in the Northeast, David, we're heading into the off season, and you just brought up these six fundamentals, and folks can go listen to the podcast, and they can review that back and listen over and over again because we're on iTunes and Google Play. And what can they do over the winter and the off season? What kind of practice habits do you preach at the Flatstick Academy down there in North Carolina that can help them with these six fundamentals?
Well, the first thing is they got to stop guessing and go get measured by somebody with some technology. There's all types of technology out there now that are available for golfers to have their stroke measured. That way they don't have to keep guessing. You know, the first question I get is, am I straight back, straight through, or arc putting? And I measure them on the Sam Putt Lab, and a lot of people say, well, I was straight back, straight through, and I take their, and I show them the putter in 3D. I said, does that look like it's moving straight back, straight through? And they go, no. I said, exactly. And then what they should do is, after they get measured, they should have some type of a printout or some type of worksheet that they need to work on. Like, so if we were to measure you, okay, and your putting stroke, I'd show you where you aim. I'd show you where your face was at impact, show you what your path and spot look like, and show you your rotation and your timing. And you would have a specific fundamental, like what you would have to work on would be different than what Lori would have to work on. So that's what makes my job so challenging, is I'm not teaching everybody a system like, put the ball here, put your hands here, move the putter like this. It's, you have specific fundamentals that you need to work on in your stroke. And for people to do that, they need to go get measured. And I know there's a whole host of good putting instructors and people with good technology in your area, specifically in Philadelphia, New Jersey area.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's some great PGA professionals up here. But, you know, if someone wants to get away this winter and they want to travel down to the Flatstick Academy, where would they come visit you, David?
Well, I'm at Pine Needles, and we have a three-hour package that includes the room. That runs at $750 for the package. And it's probably my most popular package, especially with my tour players and my college players. They just love to come to Pine Needles, stay there, practice there, work with me for 3 hours. It's just a great experience.
Well, you know, I know, having been longtime friends with you, that being around you is, it's kind of like I've almost taken you at your word, where you say to get better, you have to be in the right environment. And when I'm around you, I'm in a learning environment, right? I mean, isn't that what you're always saying? You surround yourself with the right people to teach you, right? Let's talk a little bit about how you developed some of your practices, and maybe specifically about your team you currently work with here at the Flatstick Academy, and who you are, you know, kind of in discovery mode with.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously I had a great opportunity to be a part of Team Rose, working with Justin Rose for almost 5 years. Being around Sean Foley is probably, in my opinion, one of the best coaches on the planet. And it's very important for people to understand the difference between a coach and a teacher. A coach is about getting performance, you know, making performance, whereas teachers might be educating somebody or making changes to their technique or so on and so forth. So it's rare to find a teacher that's a great coach, or a coach that's a great teacher. But if you can be both, then you're really strong. So being around Sean Foley, then obviously being out on tour around other coaches such as Pat Goss and Pete Cowan and Cameron McCormick. A whole host of them, you know. So just, and then one of my really good friends is Phil Kenyon. And you talked about my education. You know, Phil Kenyon right now, him and I are, and a few other guys are pretty much learning from each other. You know, we share with our experiences. We share video and insight of each of our players. Right now, my big joke is that Phil's the best coach on the planet, and he laughs at me, and he says, why do you say that? I said, well, because you got the most top players. You know, so, and he's done a really good job. He now works with Justin Rose, and that was a great transition from Justin going from me to Phil, because it was almost like hearing the same message just from a different preacher. And they've done very well together. I'm so excited for both of them. And hopefully Rosie takes number one again after this week in Turkey. So, but yeah, I've been around good coaches. There's a lot of my flat stick instructors. I mean, John Dunnigan, Preston Combs, Bill Schmidl, Garrett Chaussard, Leanne Elbaugh. It's just been a really great network, as you know as well, that I've been traveling all over the world. Have over 50 instructors now worldwide. Just got back from training 30 German PGA professionals in putting, and heading in 2 weeks to the French PGA. And I'm going to be in your section actually about, I think it was November 11th or 12th. I'll be up there in the Philadelphia sections presenting. So it's really great. That's probably the biggest thing that I do now, is I do a lot of education stuff. So it's... what we got going on with putting is a lot more than just straight back, straight through, or arc putting.
Well, it certainly sounds like it. You know, David Orr, you have undoubtedly convinced me, and I'm sure all of my listeners today, that you are the man with a putting plan. And I can't thank you enough for coming on Springdale Golf Live today and sharing with us some of this knowledge that, you know, just isn't readily out there. And, you know, I encourage everybody to go to Flatstick Academy, which there is a website, sign up and start to get this information. You know, you guys send out weekly emails with presentation materials and information, putting drills. You guys have it all on there. And I can't appreciate, as a close friend of mine, I can't appreciate you enough coming on here today. Thank you so much for being here, David.
All right, Keith. Well, thanks for having me. And then you're a real natural on the radio, buddy.
Geez, you know, it's getting pretty deep on here. I got to let you go. But I'll talk to you soon, bud, all right? Take care.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Well, folks, that was, you know, Al, that was just unbelievable. The breadth of information there that he has just on putting alone is just, he's awesome.
You could spend another 15 minutes or a half hour with David.
Oh, geez. Have him in studio. Yeah. He and I, we could go on a marathon of just talking about putting and the golf swing alone. And David's been a tremendous mentor for me throughout my years in teaching golf. And he's just a fantastic resource. Look him up, folks, Flatstick Academy. Well, there it is in the background. It must be time to move on to next week. So, hey, to everyone running in the marathon, good luck. I'll catch you all next Wednesday and Friday. Don't forget Sirius on Wednesday evening, 8 to 9. And make sure you vote on Tuesday, as Al said. Thanks to all my listeners, my producer Al, Springdale Board of Governors, Troon Management, most importantly, to all of you. I'm heading to Springdale. Where are you headed? We'll let the tower be your guide. And from the Bronx to Broad Street, and of course, everywhere online, may you all have a Springdale day.
You've been listening to Springdale Golf Live with Keith Stewart. Keith returns to the tee next Friday afternoon at 3 on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.